The proposals include banning use of wood and coal heaters and replacing a coal-fired power plant with a nuclear reactor. Less extreme ideas include building a kiln to dry firewood and beginning local production of ultra-low-sulfur diesel fuel. Jana Pierce with the stakeholder group Facilitator Information Insights stresses the proposals are being considered from all sides.
We have stakeholders that are wood burners, stakeholders that are wood cutters, stakeholders that are power plant operators or that represent the power plant operators, the military, health industry. So we know they all come from different standpoints and that we're not all going to agree.
Parts of Fairbanks and North Pole are categorized by the EPA as a serious non-attainment area for fine particulate pollution, and Pierce says that comes with strict requirements.
Anything that any other community in the United States that has gone through this process, anything they've put on the table, we have to adopt it unless we can come up with something better or prove that it's economically or technologically infeasible.
If the area cannot come into compliance, it faces federal sanctions, including loss of transportation funding and costly power plant emission system retrofitting. Stakeholder group member and clean air advocate Dr. Owen Hanley says health should be an even greater motivator, but most people don't make the connection.
When people die from a heart attack or a stroke or a blood clot whose cause was air pollution, it isn't visible.
Dr. Hanley acknowledges that trying to stay warm is also a major concern and points to barriers to getting the general public to burn wood cleanly.
The people at this meeting are all very sophisticated in wood-burning stoves and do a very good job of getting 5 or 10% low moisture wood and know how to get the right combustion, but many people don't have the expertise.
New regulations and tougher enforcement will likely be part of air quality stakeholder group recommendations, but member John Davies points to a much more palatable approach that could also yield big gains.
By offering people a home energy retrofit, improving the energy efficiency of their home, you can cut their energy consumption in half. And if you do that, you cut their emissions in half, no matter what fuel they're burning.
Davey says if you focus on those households who can't afford to make the retrofits, program costs could be relatively modest.
Need to spend something on the order of $10,000 a home. So a couple hundred homes, a couple million dollars.
The stakeholders group is charged with winnowing down a list of local measures for potential inclusion in a state implementation plan, or SIP. And Borough Air Quality Manager Nick Zarnecki says that means a tight time frame.
Deadline has already passed realistically with the serious SIP, but these meetings will continue through October and into November if we need that to reach recommendations.
Zarnecki says new programs or regulations have to be approved by the Borough Assembly. Unless local voters pass an October ballot measure stripping the borough of its power to regulate heating devices, in that case, stakeholder group recommendations would be forwarded directly to the state for consideration. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.